It's not only addiction which keeps smokers from quitting. There's the high cost of trying to break an expensive habit. Counseling and medication can cost between $200 and $300. A report by the Center for Tobacco Research and Intervention says nearly half the 6,000 smokers surveyed would be more likely to quit if insurance paid for treatment. Only 18% of Wisconsin smokers surveyed had such coverage. Others didn't know it was available. Tobacco Research Director Michael Fiore says those who needed it the most were least likely to have smoking cessation benefits.
Smokers who had lower income, smokers who were less educated, the people in our state that smoke at the highest rate had the lowest rates of insurance coverage, but also reported that they would be much less likely to try to quit because of that lack of insurance coverage.
Fiore says the state's nicotine habit adds up to $6 billion in health expenses, $1,600 per smoker. In an attempt to hold down health care costs, 2 years ago, the State Employee Trust Fund expanded state health benefits to include anti-smoking medicine and counseling. The report by the Center for Tobacco Research urges private insurance carriers to follow the state's lead. Fiore says more are starting to do so. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.